Jordan's looking for help from the United States to prevent Syria's civil war from spilling across the border, with U.S. officials discussing better aerial surveillance and more training for Jordanian Special Operations Forces. Jordanian King Abdullah met with President Obama at the NATO summit in Wales last week to discuss the Syrian war and the rise of Islamic State militants, which have heightened security concerns in Jordan, says U.S. Institute of Peace analyst Steve Heidemann.
The threat level that Jordan confronts has increased, and it is taking measures to tighten its control over borders, to tighten its control over local sympathizers of ISIS.
Security officials say many young militants are inspired by Muslim cleric Abu Qatada, who was extradited from Britain last year. Jordan's postponed his trial on charges of plotting to attack tourists at New Year celebrations in 2000, but previously convicted him for conspiring to attack U.S. targets in Jordan. Heidemann says Jordan's long-standing ties with Europe and the United States make it a more difficult target for Islamic State leaders looking to expand beyond Syria and Iraq.
It is a country which has a far more effective military. It has very close security relationships with the United States. It is seen as, in some respects, although I hate to use this phrase, a red line, which if ISIS were to cross it, might trigger much more extensive U.S. and Western intervention.
Complicating Jordanian security and stretching government resources are hundreds of thousands of refugees from Syria and Iraq, says former U.S. Ambassador Adam Arely.
20% of the population is refugees. That's not a good situation to be in. So I'm worried about Jordan.
Jordanian authorities have so far kept that refugee crisis from undermining internal security. But those strains will only grow worse the longer conflicts in Syria and Iraq continue, says analyst Nora Ben-Sahel.
At what point can Jordan, even with the international support it's getting from its partners and from the United Nations, which is very actively involved in trying to help the refugee situation, at what point can it no longer deal with that? That's been an ongoing question. The answer has been for a long time, more than we might have expected, but at some point that will no longer continue to be true.
Continuing to address the refugee crisis and safeguard Jordan's borders will remain important to keep King Abdullah in a coalition against the Islamic State extremists. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.